with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Lawyers for Donald Trump have urged a federal judge to dismiss the classified documents case against him, saying that the statute that underpins the bulk of the charges unconstitutionally vague as applied to a former president. Mr. Trump was present in the courtroom as U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon heard arguments over whether the case should proceed or whether it is thrown out before ever reaching a jury. Meanwhile, defense attorneys are applauding a judge's ruling in one of the criminal cases against the former president.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed six of the charges in the indictment, including three against former President Trump. John Acevedo at the Emory University School of Law explains why.
There is more than enough facts alleged in the indictment, but the district attorney forgot to state which law was being violated.
The order does leave many other charges intact, including 10 counts against Trump. And Acevedo says the ruling does not necessarily kill the case.
It's a small error. It's something that can be remedied, but it's going to cause quite a bit of delay.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And the number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits last week inched up.
Overall, 1.8 million Americans were collecting unemployment during the week that ended March 2nd. That's an increase of 17,000 from the previous week. Layoffs remain at low levels, but there has been an uptick in job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. Some of the companies that have announced layoffs recently, Google parent company Alphabet, eBay, TikTok, and the Los Angeles Times. Outside of tech and media, UPS, Macy's, and Levi's also recently cut jobs. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 154 points. The NASDAQ, 38 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Church of England is responding to questions about fake conversions to Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast-iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Turkish authorities arrested nearly three dozen people suspected of affiliating with the Islamic State group. The suspects charged with planning attacks, recruiting fighters, and operating unauthorized religious schools and mosques. The crackdown follows a heightened security response after a deadly ISIS attack on a church in Istanbul. This is SRN News. Eight people living at a Chicago shelter for migrants have tested positive for measles since last week. A team from the CDC is supporting local officials' response. Measles, a contagious virus, still common in many countries outside the U.S. A new Gallup poll on homosexuality.
Close to 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBT, according to a new Gallup poll. 12.4% of millennial women and 5.4% of millennial men identify as homosexual. Gallup's report says generational differences and trends point to higher rates of LGBT identification. Many psychologists say it's due to social contagion. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
March Madness wouldn't be March Madness without the excitement of those early upsets. The field won't be announced until Sunday, but it's a safe bet that one or more high seeds will get bounced early. More details at SRNNews.com.